Sean Dunyan, safe to say you got the phone call last night that you certainly didn't want to get anyway.
That's correct, Tom. I suppose it was a bit of a shock at the time, and we're still probably sinking in, but Jim had arrived at a decision probably sooner than we had expected, so we respect him for that, but that was a shock. But as we get time to think about it now, and just watching things today and following social media, and that the overwhelming sentiment throughout the county and indeed all over Ireland is gratitude to Jim, and indeed the great respect for what he's achieved over the last 4 years.
Yeah, well, from where we come from in say the last 5 years since he came in as an under-21 manager, what, one Ulster under-21 title, three senior and an All-Ireland senior, and played in another All-Ireland, and we've also won an Ulster minor and appeared in an All-Ireland minor final, and you know the graph has certainly risen in the last 5 years.
Oh, it certainly has. When you put it in terms like that, it has been an unprecedented period in our history. The success rate has been phenomenal, and you have to take a lot of that back and see Jim McGuinness's print marks all over it, particularly at the senior level. To come from probably underachieving for many years to our first Ulster title in 19 years in 2011, and then to go on and magnificent success in 2012 our second All Ireland, and then two more Ulster final appearances, winning one of them, and then going the whole way to the All Ireland final again this year. It has been an unbelievable 4 years, and we just everybody is so grateful to Jim. He has brought a level, he's created an environment now and an approach that every player in the county for the future will aspire to, and he's left a great legacy, and I just think it's an overwhelming outpouring of gratitude to him today, last night and today, so we're just indebted to him.
Yeah, and back to last night, did you meet or was it a phone call?
It was Jim was in contact with us. He's still in Scotland. He has been in Scotland since last week, so he was in touch with us late last night around 11 o'clock. So, no, we haven't had the opportunity to meet, so we will be doing that. I think he's actually heading off on holidays today for a week. So, look, we'll have to sit. We will be sitting down with him when he gets back. But ultimately, we've said over the last 10 days he was going to reflect, and he would come back to us with a decision that was right for himself, probably first and foremost, and he feels it's the right for the GAA and the county here at the moment as well.
Mm. And had you spoken to him at all or met him since the All-Ireland?
We haven't, no. We've just had very brief contact. As I said, he has been in Scotland since last Wednesday, Thursday week, so we hadn't the opportunity to talk since we travelled back on the Monday from the All-Ireland, face-to-face. So, but I know he was given tremendous thought to what he has given over the last 5 years, what we have achieved, and what the future was for Jim McGuinness, and what the future would for Donegal GAA. So he arrived at his decision yesterday, and a very difficult decision for him, but ultimately it was his decision, and we respect it.
Yeah, and was it a phone call last night or by text?
It was by text initially, although I was liaising with Paul McGonigal on it as well, because as I said, Jim was out of coverage in Scotland at the particular time, but there has been discussions through Paul McGonigal and with Jim by text.
Yeah, and have you spoken to him since receiving that text last night?
I haven't been able to get him. As I say, he's flying out on holidays today, and he may well already be gone. So, but he did text me to say he'd be in touch over the next couple of days, and we'd have a chat then.
Yeah, because obviously you want to meet him anyway and thank him personally for his contribution.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I want to relay that on behalf of everybody in the county. I did that last night to him by text, and he's very appreciative of that, but yeah, we do need to sit down and talk, and I'm sure he will realise the impact he's had. He knows that, and he will be aware of the gratitude that we all have towards him. So he's brought us on an unbelievable journey. He's left us with so many great memories, and I think that's the thing that stands out for me today. People have enjoyed the last 4 years. It's brought a great pride to the county again. Everybody has brought an interest to people in GAA that had, may not have had an interest before. They've just been encapsulated by this whole Jim McGuinness story and the Donegal team's rise from the ashes and to the success they've had. And we have to remember the players and all this as well. This is a difficult time for them because they have been part of that journey with them. And but they have, Jim was a very special part of our success, but we have to recognise it. The input of the players over the last 4 to 5 years as well.
Yeah, and what's the process now, Sean? Get a new manager?
Get a new manager is a priority. We have a county executive meeting, a scheduled one for this coming Monday night anyway. Have to be honest, the senior team manager wasn't on the agenda yesterday, but that'll be top of the agenda now on Monday night. And we'll start our processes there. The process there, as you know, we're scouting too for an under 21 team manager, and indeed the minor manager position was for 1 year with a review at the end of this year. So we have a lot of work ahead of us to get three positions sorted out over the next number of weeks.
And obviously, given what, dare I say, 2015 isn't that far away, there's a certain amount of urgency now about the senior one, isn't there?
There is some urgency indeed, and we won't be resting on our laurels on this one. But then that was one of the reasons why Jim did reach his decision quite quickly, because he recognised the fact that we needed to put a process in place to get the next manager selected. So we have a couple of weeks. I would see us hopefully concluding this by the end of October, and that'll be ample time ahead of McKenna Cup and the National League then.
Yeah, and I know it's very early days yet, but any interest so far?
Oh, no, that hasn't come to the fore yet anyway. Of course, there's names been bandied about, I see on social media, but that's not for today, and it's not for the next few days. We're just reflecting on the last 4 years, and I've no doubt that there'll be people who will have an interest in the position, because we have to remember we're still in a very positive place. We have a core group of players there that are quite a number of them are still in their prime. So there's a lot to be positive about. There's great potential coming up through the under-21s, the minors, the development squads. So, and of course, I'd like to mention our captain and leader, Michael Murphy. He's going to be there, and he will be leading us out in the new year. And so we have a lot to be positive about, and it's not all doom and gloom, and there's going to be there's a great potential there for an incoming manager.
Yeah, and have you spoken to any of the players or got any reaction from them?
I haven't spoken directly to any of the players today yet, because I know a lot of them are, you know, they're concentrating on club championship this evening and the like. So we'll be talking to a number of the players over the weekend, but we'll allow them to concentrate as best they can on this difficult day for their clubs this evening and tomorrow.
Yeah. Look, Sean, thanks for joining us. And I know it's not the news you wanted to be bearing, but good luck on your deliberations.
Thanks very much.